Your words affect every area of your life. They can lift you up or they can destroy you.
Pastor Joanne Ramsey of Speak the Word Ministry.
So how can you be victorious in all your circumstances? By speaking blessings over yourself and blessings over others instead of cursing those around you.
Pastor Joe is a servant of the Lord and commissioned to train soldiers of Jesus Christ on how to wield the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Friend, would you like to have Pastor Joe speak in person at your church, Bible study, or conference? If so, simply contact us. Our phone number is 855-505-2297. Our email address is pastorjoe@speaktheWordMinistry.net.
Speak the Word is a presentation of Speak the Word Ministries.
He is the one that brings peace, friends, true peace. Don't come from the absence of trouble, but from the peace of God. Remember that.
Speak the Word.
This is Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is based on Matthew 8:8, where the centurion asked Jesus to speak the Word.
Speak the Word.
Speak the Word. God's Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, How to Soar in Chaos.
Speak the Word.
You know, for sure, I'm quite aware that pain does have a purpose and trials help us develop endurance and strength of character. And I'd like to read this verse in Isaiah 40:31, coming from the Message translation. It says, Why would you complain, O Jacob, or whine, Israel, saying that God has lost track of me? He doesn't care what happens to me. You know, there's times you wake up and you feel that way. You feel like, oh, God must have forgotten me, you know, because I've been asking for some particular thing for a long time now, so He must have forgotten me. But He hasn't forgotten. And He says here, don't you know anything? Haven't you been listening? God doesn't come and go. God lasts. He's creator of all that you can see or imagine. It says He doesn't get tired out. He doesn't pause to catch His breath. And He knows everything inside and out. It said He energizes those who get tired and gives strength to the dropouts. For even young people tire and drop out. Young folk in their prime will stumble and fall, He says, but those who wait upon God will get fresh strength. They spread their wings and soar like eagles. They run and they don't get tired. They walk and they don't lag behind. Brothers and sisters, this is the way that the Lord wants us to live. Hallelujah. Think about the eagle. An eagle has incredible vision with an eyesight estimated at 4 to 8 times stronger than the average man. He can even see where he's going before he gets there. He can even see a rabbit more than a mile away. You know, and my point is this, as believers, we need vision. The church needs vision. You need a vision. For according to Proverbs 29:18, it says, without it, we'll perish. If we don't have a vision, we need to see the truth in the realm of deception and destruction and dissension and division. We need to see clearly as God sees. God will enable us to do that. Praise God. We need to ask God to give you a vision, because without vision, people perish, according to Proverbs. And the vision must be of the Lord and His kingdom. You know, there is not one challenge, there is not one issue, not one need that can't together with God's guidance, His wisdom, and His direction, and divine oversight meet. There's nothing with His help that we can't do. In all these turbulent times, our shepherd will lead us by the still waters, calm by his presence, according to Psalms 23. He is the one that brings peace, friends. The peace don't come from the absence of trouble, but from the presence of God. Remember that. And John 14, verse 6 says, where Jesus states, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And Philippians 2, verse 9 says, the name above all names signifies the unparalleled authority and honor bestowed upon Jesus. Remember our beginning verse in Isaiah 40, verse 11 in New King James. He says, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. I'd like to conclude with this verse to remind you to be careful of who you listen to and to know that your enemy never sleeps either. God never sleeps. Satan never sleeps either. He's always on the prowl. In 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, in the Message translation, it says, keep a cool head, stay alert. The devil is poised to pounce and would like nothing better than to catch you napping. He said, keep your guard up. You're not the only ones plunged into those hard times. It's the same with Christians all over the world. So keep a firm grip on the faith. He gets the last word. Remember, God always gets the last word. He says the suffering won't last forever. It won't be long before this generous God, who has great plans for us in Christ, eternal and glorious plans they are, and put together and get you right back on your feet immediately. I do believe that no matter what's going on in the world today, my friends, we are never alone, no matter how much we feel alone. And I do believe that we as warriors of the Most High God are always fighting our fights from a position of victory. Amen. We're not fighting our fight any other way. I really do that. But sometimes, you know, we were talking about getting a vision and how the eagles can see a mile or two down the road and they can see their prey, you know, the rabbit or whatever. We have to see. The Lord has always impressed upon me, beginning in 2005, I think, or four, because my husband passed away in 2002, and I was a widow for 7 years before Dave and I met, but we've been married 17 years next month. And so God, you know, he continues, you know, to bless. But I just continued on, you know, with my work. But he began to feed me things, and I have some business administration this long, you know, write it down. You know, so I have books upon books that as the Lord would speak to me, I write it down. Because the Lord, you know, he reminded me many years ago when he stole my husband, stole my home, stole pretty much everything I had. And I said to my sister one day, I'm going to have a place on the water again one day. And I didn't know where. I figured it'd be in North Carolina. That's where it was. But it was in Virginia Beach. Because we don't know God's plans. But the Lord put me in remembrance of that verse in one of his words that said, if you can identify the thief, he got to give it back to you seven times over. So I began to write it down. I'd write them, and then he'd give me the scriptures to verify what he was saying. And so I began to write down the kind of house I wanted, where I wanted, you know, this size and everything. He told me I would write books and do tapes, and at the time I was living on a fixed income as a widow. Because like I said, the enemy stole everything. But it doesn't matter from what point you're fighting from, but God wants you to know that you are fighting from the point of victory. All you have to do is be like the eagle. You've got to have eagle vision.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word.
has been Speak the Word, the Bible teaching ministry of Pastor Joanne Ramsey. We're glad you've joined us for today's message. Speak the Word is made possible by support from listeners like you. If you'd like to hear more from Speak the Word, visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. There, you can also learn more about Pastor Joe, purchase audio CDs or DVDs, and watch and listen to other radio messages from Pastor Joe. Again, just go to speakthewordministry.net. Pastor Joe will be right back with a closing word. But first, we'd love to tell you about Pastor Joe's book titled The Weapons of a Warrior, A Soldier's Handbook for Spiritual Warfare. When you're in a faith battle, are you prepared to stand with God at all costs? Pastor Joe lays out a step-by-step plan that every believer can use to overcome opposition, including important measures to see your full potential in Christ and how to stand strong in turbulent times. Just ask for a copy of The Weapons of a Warrior by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. Again, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly at Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here again is Pastor Joe.
You know, faith in a storm. I wrote this prayer for closing and pray this over all of you. So if you join me in prayer. Father, I lift everyone up to you in this time of the storm that rages against us. And I thank you that we do not have to be fearful, for you are our refuge and our strength.
Yes, Lord.
And ever-present help in trouble. Help us, O Lord, not to be given voice to words of fear and repeating evil reports, but to speak words of encouragement to each other. Help us to realize the power in our words and give us the wisdom to use our words to speak and call things that are not as though they are, to call things the way we want them to be and not the way they are. I pray, Lord, that we will put our faith in your abilities to rescue us.
Yes, Lord.
To save us from this raging storm and not in the abilities of the enemy, who is only trying to kill, steal, and destroy us by tormenting us with his spirit of fear. Thank you, Lord, that you did not give us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. And we will come out of this storm with victory, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand against the word of God. Against the world.